On December 7, 1941, Japanese aircraft bombed the U.S. fleet at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. More than 2,000 sailors died. The next day, America joined the Second World War. Today, President George Bush spoke to sailors on board the aircraft carrier Enterprise, docked at Norfolk, Virginia. The vessel had been providing support for military action in Afghanistan. Mr. Bush spoke of the bravery of the men at Pearl Harbor.
The shock and chaos came on a quiet Sunday morning. There were acts of great heroism amongst those who survived and those who did not. Nine who fell that day had Navy ships named after them. In 2 hours' time, for bravery above and beyond the call of duty, 15 men earned the Medal of Honor, and 10 of them did not live to wear it. Young sailors refused to abandon ship, even as waters washed over the decks. They chose instead to stay and try to save their friends. A mess steward carried his commander to safety, and then manned a machine gun for the first time in his life. Two pilots ran through heavy fire to get into their P-40 fighters. They proceeded to chase and shoot down four enemy aircraft. Those were among the scenes of December the 7th. On December the 8th, as the details became known, the nation's grief turned to resolution. During 4 years of war, no one doubted the rightness of our cause. No one wavered in the quest of victory. As a result of the efforts and sacrifice of the veterans who are with us today, and millions like them, the world was saved from tyranny.
President Bush today in Norfolk, Virginia, speaking to sailors about Pearl Harbor 60 years after the Japanese attack. In Hawaii, at Pearl Harbor, the Pacific Fleet Band paid its respects to the fallen servicemen with a special echo version of Taps. Veterans of the attack, Japanese religious groups, and citizens of this and other countries stood and remembered the event that brought America into a conflict that would last until the summer of 1945.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.